Thank you, Sarah. Now I am joined by James McGarry, and together we will be bringing you some of the local news, information desk, and a feature about the phrases that have defined 2020. Let's start with our first news stories, which include how Christmas cheer was all around Norwich and heavy flooding made for some daring rescues. But first, the COVID-19 situation continues to give cause for concern.
A leading scientist has called for a hard lockdown after more than three quarters of coronavirus cases in Norfolk's largest hospital were found to be the new variant. Expert at Norwich's Quadram Institute discovered that out of 96 samples of positive coronavirus cases at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, tested between the 20th and 27th of December, 81% were caused by the new strain. Dr. Andrew Page, head of informatics at the Quadram Institute, said, "It seems to be spreading more rapidly. We need to try different measures. We need to lock down properly. We probably need a tier 5. We need more time, but unfortunately, it is spreading so fast." He added, "The increase in cases and quicker spread of the virus would cause overcrowding in hospitals. The new variant, which originated in Kent, was one of the main drivers which forced the government to put East Anglia and much of England under severe Tier 4 restrictions from Boxing Day." Dr. Page said the new variant is no more dangerous than the previous lineage of the virus, but it would cause a surge in positive coronavirus cases after Christmas Day because so many people had moved around.
Hundreds of pupils at primary schools across the county are starting the new term at home rather than in the classroom after some head teachers decided not to open because of the coronavirus pandemic. A government announcement on the 30th of December amid rising COVID rates meant that secondary school pupils and students in Norfolk and across the country would undergo a phased return to school. All primary schools had been expected to reopen, but with less than 24 hours before the new term started, decisions were made that many would not be able to do so, mainly because of the shortage of available staff, many of whom were having to be in isolation. Norfolk County Council said it was up to the individual schools to decide whether pupils should return. Among the Norfolk primary schools not opening were George White Junior and Bignold and Angel Road schools. Coleman Junior School didn't open on the first day back, but hope they can reopen soon just for vulnerable children and those of key workers.
Dozens of people in need were fed at a festive lunch at Norwich's open Christmas event. It is now in its 29th year, and the meal was served from gazebos outside St. Andrew's Hall due to coronavirus. People were given food, including pigs and blankets and vegetarian burgers, as well as food and gift bags for the coming days. Father of three, Lee Chandler, said that he had been a regular at the Christmas dinner since a car accident left him injured and without a home. The 59-year-old said, "I was hit by a car and it broke my shoulder blade and smashed my hand. I then lost my house because I couldn't work and as a result of the injuries. I've now got somewhere to stay in the city centre, but it is lovely here. We really got looked after." Leslie, who did not want to give his surname, first came to the event after the death of his father 20 years ago. The 76-year-old said, "I'm all on my own now, so I come here for company. I've got friends, but they live the other side of Peterborough. I've met quite a few people at the lunches, and they really help me out." Sean Adams from Norwich said he had been attracted to the lunch because of the community spirit. The 47-year-old said, "There is no judgment from anyone. Everyone is really friendly." Carol Lunny, one of the organisers, said, "There's a real need for this event, particularly this year, and we are absolutely determined not to pull the plug on it. For people who are lonely, it gives them human contact, and for people who are homeless or penniless, it gives them basic nutrition.
Toys, books and chocolates were among dozens of donations collected for children who are unaccompanied asylum seekers at a Norwich pub. In December, Norfolk took in almost 50 children who fled to the UK over the sea and without their parents to seek asylum. Jonathan Childs, landlord of the Garden House pub on Pembroke Road, decided to arrange Christmas presents for them. Pubgoers donated a variety of gifts, including soft toys, toy cars and clothing, which were given to the children to spread the festive cheer. Mr. Childs said the Garden House wanted to thank everyone who donated gifts for the young people and that he hoped it would make newcomers feel welcome. The donations were picked up by Norfolk County Council's Children's Services team. And a collaboration to help spread joy and hope to disadvantaged children culminated in the delivery of 1,245 gifts to school children. Norwich City Football Club joined forces with Soul Church and Zatu Games through the Wonder Tree campaign and saw the team visit 9 schools across Norwich to give out the gifts in time for the Christmas holidays. Stuart Webber, sporting director of Norwich City, said, "We're delighted to be part of the Wonder Tree campaign. This year has been a challenging one for everyone, so this special initiative has really helped make a difference to those families within our community who have been impacted due to the pandemic."
A hotel manager who gave homeless people in Norwich a brighter Christmas is hoping to continue spreading festive cheer into the new year. 2 period buildings formerly run at the low-cost hotel NR2 in Norwich's Earlham Road have been bought by Birmingham-based Aspect Housing and are now providing accommodation for vulnerable people. Stuart Turner, general manager, provided a room and a meal for 12 homeless people on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The guests were treated to haircuts, provided with gloves and socks, as well as food courtesy of local businesses and neighbours, and were given an operatic performance by city-based soprano Emma Newell. Mr. Turner said, "I've had many offers of financial donations, so I'm working on a donations page. There were also donations of sausages and burgers from the auction house on Newmarket Road, Norwich, while neighbours baked mince pies." Mr. Turner said, "It was most definitely a success and has vowed to do more to try and help."
With all that kindness, there was still trouble for one poor person out near Norwich. A brave member of the public who frightened off 2 muggers attacking a man near a Norwich park has spoken of his split-second decision to go to the victim's aid. The 32-year-old man was walking down North Park Avenue when he saw 2 masked men attacking another person. The masked pair had punched the victim, a man in his 20s, a string of times and grabbed his phone after he fell to the floor. But the man, who wanted to remain anonymous, intervened, managing to scare the muggers away. He said he then asked the man who was attacked if he was okay before the victim walked away, shouting "thank you" as he went. On his decision to intervene, the man said, "I didn't really think about it. It was just a split second thing. They were obviously geared up to do something like that as they had masks and gloves on. I was just surprised it happened so close to Eaton Park. It wasn't that late, and while the roads can be fairly quiet, you tend to feel pretty safe round there."
A mother and her 2 children and a married couple were saved from drowning in 2 incredible Christmas rescues. Whitney McKernan Sullivan from Norwich said she and her children came within moments of dying when their Ford Focus became stranded in floodwater on Green Lane at Thorpe End during floods. A complete stranger went into the deep water and rescued them. And then, in the same area, a couple were pulled from their water-filled car by firefighters. Both amazing rescues came as havoc was wrecked across Norfolk and Suffolk by floods. More than a month's worth of rain fell in 24 hours, leaving homes flooded and people having to spend Christmas in emergency accommodation.